Worldview: Democratic Republic of the Congo's Kabila manipulates election to stay in power as Ebola spreads. By John Jasonakis on December 20, 2018. This morning's key headlines from GenerationalDynamics.com. Democratic Republic of the Congo's Joseph Kabila appoints his own personal Dmitry Medvedev to stay in power. Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of the Congo worsens. Democratic Republic of the Congo's Joseph Kabila appoints his own personal Dmitry Medvedev to stay in power. Women walk past a campaign poster of Joseph Kabila's chosen successor as president of DRC. Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary, in Kinshasa on December 18, AFP. The Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, is scheduled to hold a presidential election on Sunday, and this time, Joseph Kabila is not a candidate. That is because he has already been president for 2 5-year terms and the constitution says he cannot run again. Russia's President Vladimir Putin had the same problem in 2008. After serving 2 consecutive terms as president, Putin was no longer constitutionally allowed to run for president again in 2008. So Putin arranged for Dmitry Medvedev to win the election for president in 2008 so that Medvedev would appoint Putin as prime minister. In 2012, Putin admitted that the whole thing was a scam in order to keep himself in power and that Medvedev was just a puppet. He ran for president again in 2012, won, and then appointed Medvedev as prime minister. Joseph Kabila became president in 2001 after his father, Laurent Kabila, was assassinated. He ran for re-election in 2006 and 2011. When his mandate ran out in December 2016, he refused to step down. Instead, he pulled a breathtaking stunt by doing everything possible to prevent new elections from taking place and then claimed that he could not step down because there had not been any elections to select a president to replace him. The country was close to civil war, but the Catholic Church intervened and brokered an agreement. Elections would be held in December of 2017 to choose Kabila's successor, and this time Kabila would really step down. However, the agreement was a farce. It was signed by members of Kabila's government but not by Kabila himself. Kabila pulled the same stunt in December 2017 by doing nothing to prepare for an election, then saying he could not step down because there had not been any elections. So this time there is apparently going to be an election, but Kabila has pulled a different stunt. He has arranged for his own puppet, Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary, a former interior minister, to run for president. Shadary was responsible for a violent, deadly crackdown on anti-Kabila protests in 2017, and so he is under sanctions by the European Union. Few people doubt Kabila's plan, that Shadary becomes president for a term, so that Kabila can run again after Shadary's term ends, acting as Kabila's puppet in the same way that Medvedev served as Putin's puppet. Shadary may lose the election. He has no charisma, and he has no experience in politics. He's a nobody. However, he's expected to win anyway because there are 2 major candidates running against him, and over a dozen minor candidates, and they're expected to split the opposition vote, giving Shadary, and Kabila, the victory. Kabila has banned election rallies by the opposition. Al Jazeera and Council on Foreign Relations and Guardian, London. Related articles. Congo's Kabila and Burundi's incurrencies they use violence and corruption to stay in power, April 25, 2018. Democratic Republic of the Congo boycotts its own International Humanitarian Conference for Democratic Republic of the Congo, April 14, 2018. Democratic Republic of the Congo's Joseph Kabila brings the art of power and corruption to new heights, July 24, 2017. Russia's Putin confirms that he'll appoint Medvedev to be prime minister, December 16, 2011. Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of the Congo worsens. Officials in Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, have now reported 549 total Ebola cases and 326 deaths. 82 suspected cases are under investigation. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, the outbreak is intensifying in Butembo and Katwa, and new clusters are emerging elsewhere. Over the last 21 days, 25th of November to December 16, 2018, 120 confirmed and probable cases were reported from 14 health zones, the majority of which were reported from the major urban centers and towns in Katwa, 27, Beni, 27, Butembo, 17, Kamanda, 16, and Mabalako, 12. The situation in North Kivu province is the worst possible scenario. There is a major ethnic war in progress and Ebola is now spreading in the densely populated city of Beni, which became the epicenter of the pandemic. However, the number of cases in Beni seems to have peaked, while the disease has spread to the south and Butembo may be the new epicenter. The entire region is a war zone and over 1 million people have been driven from their homes by armed rebel groups, the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, fighting government troops allied with Joseph Kabila. The fighting is preventing doctors and experts from reaching infected people, in order to educate the population and do contact tracing. Without contact tracing, there is no way to stop or slow the spread of the disease. Related articles. Ebola in Democratic Republic of the Congo spread southward to large cities, December 11, 2018. World Health Organization fears perfect storm could spread Ebola rapidly in Democratic Republic of the Congo, September 26, 2018. In dreaded scenario, Ebola spreads to densely populated war zone in Congo, August 25, 2018. Keys, Generational Dynamics, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, Joseph Kabila, Laurent Kabila, Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary, Russia, Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, Ebola, World Health Organization, WHO, North Kivu, Beni, Butembo, Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, Lubiriha, Uganda, Mpondo. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.